Hello, everyone. This is Ron with the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do some healings this evening again. And this show is about the light beams from the Creation Light Ship, and they are invisible to us here, but when you appear at the Creation Light Ship, they do become physical to us. And this program is about physical healings with the divine light beams. So what we'll do is start off here with the healing, and we'll just do a little room clearing for you. And again, this is the Creation Light Beams helping you. You may feel a presence come into your living room, into your room. And you may feel this beautiful love energy come in as they start to release some energies that may be discordant to your energy system in your body, first of all. And this is what I call entity clearing. And they'll also go into your room and into your animals and pets and clear out energies that are discordant to them and yourself here. So you might feel the energy in your room kind of lift. It may feel a little lighter around you. These energies are typically emotional bodies of dead people. Very seldom does the actual spirit in a life form stay here. I would say it may only happen about 1% of the time. So normally these are just emotional energies that have held themselves back from being sent back to the earth. This is earth-based energy. These energies have actually no soul inside of them, and they need energy from you, life force energy, from your spirit to live. So they will attach themselves to us and our surroundings and use this energy from us for their survival. So we're just doing some more clearing now. And you may feel this presence around you getting cleared. And we're also going to put you more fully into your body. And when you come more into your body, you become a little heavier as your spirit comes into density and you have more of an awareness of this. When you're out of your body, you're very light, and you really should not be out of your body, because at that point, if you're out of your body, you can draw in entities, because you're not protecting your body, which your spirit is here to do to help in the healing process. So when you're out of your body, most people's bodies are unprotected. So I don't really advise meditating going out of your body. A lot of people do meditate, and they go out of their body to get rid of the stress in their life. But if you don't know the spiritual laws about protecting yourself, then it could be very detrimental for you. I've seen a lot of people who've meditated for a long, long time in their lives. Some people meditate for a couple hours a day, and they're just like walking around like being zombies. They're not responsible for their life. Their eyes are glossed over all the time, but they do meditate a lot. So they're just escaping from reality of being here, which is kind of the reason why you're here, is to experience life, if they want to escape their life. So, and sometimes that could be a way to get away from the reality of living here. So we're going to put you more into your body now. This is what I'm about, is to get you into your body for the ascension process. It's very, very important to be in your body. Most people are only 20% in their body, so the other 80% typically is entities, which is why you probably can understand why you don't, your life isn't really held together too well. You may forget things in your life. You may go off on tangents, which is just the entities working through you. Because your body is just strictly a host for energy to come into it. And it's up for you to keep your body whole and complete with your spirit. And you have to call your spirit back and do these healings. It's just the way life is here. So here we go. Just kind of sit back and relax. And right now we're gathering your spirit energy. Want to use the word soul, you can. And it's going to be forming around you, and it's being cleansed at this time. And here we go. I'll just count to 10 as more of you come back into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll do some more clearing. You should feel your room changing frequencies right now as these energies are leaving your room around you. Your room should feel a little lighter. And your body should actually feel a little heavier as you come into your body. If you have a mirror around, look into a mirror, and you should see your eyes getting brighter and brighter during this process, which means you're carrying more light inside of your body, because your spirit is light energy. So here we go. More of you coming back now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it one more time for everyone here. And again, there's nothing for you to do. This is the Creation Light Ship helping you in this process. And just kind of relax and breathe. Here we go. And more of you are going to be coming into your body now. So here we come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And if you'd like now, just get up and get a little glass of water. I'll give you about a minute to do this here. And we're going to have the Creation Light Ship charge water for you. And this is quite a nice experience. The water should taste a little bit different. Some people have commented that it's sweeter, more juicier, silkier, wetter. And the light ship is going to analyze you along with the water and give you what you need at this time to help raise your frequency, which means to carry more light energy. And we got about 20 seconds to go here. And we're still doing some entity work for you. Seems like most people are about done with the water process here. So we're going to bring more of you into your body, then we'll do some water charging. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this water charging, what's going to happen is we're going to go up to the Creation Light Ship. You'll be bilocated out of time. You'll be here physically and also there physically. And if you're lucky, you're going to be able to see the light beings on the Creation Light Ship. They will take the physical form of their next incarnation. And right now, you're going to have an energy come around you. This is from Janina, the commander of the light ship. And she has a lot of love energy. You may feel this nice, soft energy around you. And she'll be working with your heart center during this whole process. If you have any animals or pets you would like to also bring up for a little healing, you can. Just think of them in your consciousness. They'll also be transported. Remember, you're going to be out of time. So remember, your body's just a frequency. You're turned off and on, many, many times. And when you're turned off is when they work with you and rematerialize you in the higher dimensions. And you do take physical form. And they're about ready to do this now. So here we go. We're going up right now to the Creation Light Ship for healing. And we're there now. They're doing a body scan on you. And this body scan is to see who you are. They work with many beings during this ascension process. That happens every 2,000 years as the universe changes. And right now we're going into another location, which is the orientation room, where you're going to be selecting your doctor teams. And these light beings are there to facilitate healings with us. And we selected our teams. We have about 13 teams. Each team normally is 3 doctors. So we're going to do probably about a 15-minute healing session here up on the Creation Light Ship. And we have our water now in our hands. So what I'd say is to put one hand on each side of the water, the glass of water that you have, or the container of water, whatever you chose to bring forth here. And we're going to go now into a location where they have this large swimming pool. And in the swimming pool is a liquid light energy water. This water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And it does not touch our skin. And I'm going to narrate, which is what I'm doing now, for what's going to be happening here. I'm up there with us right now. I bilocate instantly and bring back the information. And we're going into the water now. And we're bringing our glass of water with us. And they're going to start to attune it just for us, for your own particular frequency. And what's going to be coming to us to help us in this process are the light being whale doctors. So I'm going to just put the line on mute here for about a minute. You can experience the whale energy. And I'll bring the whale energy down here into your living room so you can also sense and feel this beautiful energy of the whale. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, since we're out of time up on the creation light ship, they're able to stretch time for us, so they're going to do some water attunement now, and I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Then you can sample your water. Okay, so what you can do right now is take a sip of your water and just see how it tastes. It should be very smooth. I'm going to have some of mine right now. And mine tastes a little softer. And you can take another sip if you like. This water will have different codes in it for you. Normally it's used to help detoxify and energize your body. And if you have your computer screen handy in front of you, you might get up and take a look at the home page here. And if you go to the scroll down slightly, and you can see the divine light being, this photograph is displayed on the screen. If you can't find it, I would say go to archives and scroll down until you see it. But it should be on the first screen that you're in, on the index page there. And it'll say on it, as you put your mouse over it, it'll say click on the light beam. So click on it now if you like. And you're going to see she'll expand out and go to maximize on your screen. And you're going to see here in front of you. What we're going to do now is make her come alive. She's going to almost float off the page. She'll put her consciousness from the creation light ship into this photograph of herself. And she'll start to do some healing work on you. This will only work in real time. Any ship healings that I do is only real time, and it will not work in the archives. So just start watching this light beam. You might want to blink your eyes a little bit if you need to see the frames change here. And they're getting ready to do this right now. This will take, they say, about 15 seconds to energize the photograph here. And you may start seeing, as this happens, the rays around the face become brighter. You may start to see her face, in a sense, become three-dimensional. And you may start to actually feel the presence of the energy come off of your monitor. look into her eyes if you like. You're going to see white light coming out of her eyes now. And you're going to feel her energy change. And mine's looking very nice here. She almost feels real to me. Here we go. Very beautiful being. And so what just happened is that she brought in her energy from the creation light chip into the photograph to make it real for you. What you can do now is ask her for a healing inside of your head. If you have any physical problems that you're dealing with, just ask right now, and she will help you with this in a healing process. She'll also, I'm sure, have other light beings working with her. So I'm just going to let the line be quiet here for about a minute as you give your request for this beautiful light being to do some energetic work with you. Okay, hello. Okay. I hear we have a caller online.
Yeah, I just missed the beginning part of the show when you were explaining, talking about the water. And you know, I was holding the water. I was just wondering what kind of, what happens when we drink the water, what kind of benefits we get from that.
Okay, yeah, the water itself will contain certain codes just for your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help energize your body. It'll help to detoxify your body. And it's mainly for to open up your energetic system to hold more light energy.
Oh, okay. And how long does it, like, can the effects last?
That's a very good question. Most of the healings are pretty much instantaneous. The water, as I'm being told right now as I'm talking to you, will be good for probably about 2 days. So if you don't drink all of it, it will work for about 2 days for you.
Oh.
And they say you should feel an effect of being a little more energized.
Oh,
maybe a little
nice.
Clearer on your thinking.
Uh-huh.
And it should allow you to just feel a little better internally.
Oh, great.
But it's designed to have you hold actually more light frequency.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right.
What's your
Bye-bye.
Name?
Oh, my name is David.
Okay. Thank you, David.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So we'll do some more healing with this light being here right now. We'll just make sure she's fully energized. And like I said earlier, this show is about spiritual healing. And these light beings are from the creation light ship. And they're here to assist us for the ascension process. And most of these healings that are performed are instantaneous. We don't have to do really anything ourselves. And they will help us out for whatever they can do to help us. And so she's being energized again. We're asking her to bring more of her presence into this photo. And there, she's becoming a little brighter on my screen here. And you might even almost sense a human type of personality, a love energy coming off of the photo as it radiates into your room. And again, ask for some more divine healing. Just do this inside of your head. These beings are fully conscious of what we're asking for. And I'll see you back again in about a half a minute during this process. Okay, next we're going to go into another location up on the Creation Lightship. And this location is used to help us release physical body pain. So I feel there's some people out there who probably have lower back pain. I'm seeing maybe headaches possibly, neck tension. So as we go into this room, just request for healing in these locations here. And you're just going to be using mental telepathy as you're up on the Creation Lightship. You're there physically walking and talking with these light beam doctors. But to make it more personal, just ask down here now for your particular healing. And like I said, there's nothing for you to do. They'll do it all for you as much as they can possibly do during this session. So again, I'll just be silent here for about 1 minute of time during this healing process, and we're going to bring in another divine energy, and we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. This is her first cause creation spiritual energy of her creation, and it's going to come now into your living room, and sometimes she'll give you a fragrance of roses as she comes in. We'll just see what happens here. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just sit back and relax and request your healings, and I'll be back online in about a minute. Okay, We're now going to go into another location, and we're still in the pain release room up on the creation light shift. We're going to go into a room now that's going to help us with our lungs and our heart. A second room where they're going to be putting us into a hyperbaric oxygen chamber like what we have down here. Although this one here is circular. It's like clear glass, a large bubble. And it's about 10 foot in diameter, and we're actually levitating now. And they're putting some gel on our skin to help us absorb the oxygen under pressure. And they're closing the door now. And down here, we're going to bring in this beautiful oxygen from the creation light ship that we're breathing up there. It'll come into your living room, so you might take a deep breath now. And exhale. And we're now going to bring in this oxygen and allow you to breathe this divine air. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see you back in about a minute. And again, since you're in many other rooms that I haven't talked about yet, request your physical healing and allow the light beam doctors to work with you. And like I said, there's nothing for you to do. Just be open to the healing. Okay, we're going into another location on the creation light shift. They're going into a room for people who may have skin rashes, maybe pigment problems, other type of skin maybe infections, like herpes, etc. So if you have any problem like this here, they're going to help you with it right now. And we're also going into another location. And this location is the beautiful crystal healing room. Again, it's full of conscious beings that are crystals that will be incarnated in their next lifetime into the planet where they choose to be crystals. So it's a very high energy room. So again, just sit back and relax and request your healings. And down here we'll bring in another divine energy. We'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. So here he comes into your living room now, and again, this is his first cause energy upon his creation. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, I'll see you back in about a minute, and just request your healings. Okay, and for those of you who just tuned in, if you can go to the light beam on your computer screen and just click on it and open it up so it's full screen, it'll look very nice in front of you. And she's going to do some healing work on us here. And I'm being told she's going to take away some of our trauma that we've experienced today. So if we have any traumas, just request them, and she'll help to eliminate some of these here from us here. So I'm going to increase her energy here as she will come into her photograph with more of her divine spirit presence here. And you may start to be able to see the colors change around her. And just watch your monitor. You may want to blink your eyes a little bit so you're not completely mesmerized looking at her. And you'll start to see her slowly lift off the page a little bit and become three-dimensional. You should start to see the colors change a little bit. You may see her eyes intensify as she's looking at you, as they start radiating from them white light. And you're going to see her face glow. And she's now going to release from you some of the emotional tension that you have down here and some of your traumas. And she'll fill your room full of love energy also. Now up on the Creation Light Ship, we're going to go into another location where the light beam doctors are going to be working with your skeleton. So if you have a problem with maybe arthritis, they can help you with that. If you happen to have artificial joints, maybe like in your hip sockets, or if you happen to have an accident where you have a metal plate which screws in your body, what the doctors now are going to do for you is make that appear to be bone density in your body as opposed to a foreign object of metal. It'll still be metal when you look at it under an x-ray, but it will take away the frequency of metal and your body will think that it's bone. And they'll be doing this right now for all of us here. And if you have any problems with your bones, your spine, you may feel a little more erect as you stand up after this session here. And they start with your tailbone and work their way up, doing different types of corrections. Remember, these are the light beam doctors doing this for you. And they're working now on your neck and shoulders. You may feel tension being released out of your body. And I'll just let you sit back and relax now and be back in about a minute. And there's nothing for you to do. Just accept the energy. You may be able to communicate with them down here. I have a lot of people who actually see these beings from the Creation Light Ship, and they have just a wonderful time feeling their love energy. The picture of this light beam that you see on your monitor is from a lady who was able to see up on the Creation Light Ship, and she's an artist, and she drew this for me, and just wonderful that she did this, and just a beautiful photograph of one of the light beams that's up on the Creation Light Ship. I'm going to go to another location. And this location is where we're going to be working with our circulatory system. So if we have any blockages there, or we'll say heart problems, they'll do some work on us here. So I'll definitely request for that. And we'll bring in another divine energy down here. We're going to bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. And if you haven't seen her, go to Google and do a Google search for Saint Bernadette. She's very beautiful as she lies at rest in a glass casket. So here she comes, and she will do healing on us also. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just ask for your healing, and I'll see you back again in about a minute. And we're going into a final location, and there's a few rooms that we're going into. So we're going into rooms where they're going to be working with their eyes and their ears. Another room is sinuses. Another room is where they're checking out our gums and our teeth, checking out our jaw. So if we have any problems there, just request it. And you may find your saliva changing now as they start working inside of your mouth. So we're in these rooms right now, and we'll bring in the energy again of Mother Mary into your living room. She'd like to come in for the second time. And we'll bring in the energy with her of Jesus also. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see you back again in about 1 minute. Okay, We'll go into one more room. This room is where you're going to go to request your own particular healing. And the light beam doctors from the creation light ship are going to help you right now. Remember, you're up there physically, and they can change time. And so even though it may seem like a minute or so down here, you could be up there for quite a long time. You're in their control of time. And you are there physically. So we're now going to go into the room that you're requesting. And down here, we're going to bring in the energy of peace, divine energy of peace. So here it comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see you back again in about a minute. Okay, so we're now going to go back to the orientation room. This is where you selected your doctor teams to help you out this evening. And now we're going into the transporter room. And this is where you're going to be seeing your animals and pets and greeting them, and they'll be coming back with you. And the ship is putting around you this special cocoon of conscious healing energy. And this you can use for the next 5 days for additional healing. So just request healing around you. Just talk to it just like it's in your auric field. And it will facilitate healing. And like I said, this will not work on the archives because I have to connect with you energetically during this call real time. So here we come. We're coming back now. And we're coming back down. And now we're here. If anyone would like to call in and ask some questions, I'm open now to phone calls for the last 15 minutes here. And I'll just describe what else I do. There is a lot of energy out there right now coming to our planet. And this is for the ascension of the planet itself, and the people on the planet are feeling it. And the most important thing is for you to release energies from your body, from your past, either past lives, which could be 1 second ago, and mainly this lifetime, or it could be from your past experiences genetically in your physical body, a cellular memory, and also if your spirit wasn't healed in the past, to have those healed too. And I do healings down here for people. I charge $5 for each year of their life, or your life. If you're 40 years of age, it's $200. And this gives you a clean slate. I'll do a sample healing right now for you on this here. I'll go back 3 years in your life. Just sit there. There's nothing for you to do. I use the word replace to zero charge, and I'm just going to go back and do some releasing now. You're going to find that you're going to be at ease for the last 3 years of your life. The traumas that you've experienced will be released from you, the charge on them. So here we go. This is for your current age, going back to your last birthday. So sixth chakra replaces zero charge, fifth replaces zero charge, fourth replaces zero charge, third replaces zero charge, second replaces zero charge, first replaces zero charge. Next year back for one full year, sixth replaces zero charge, fifth replaces zero charge, Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And one more year back. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Okay, if you just sit back now and close your eyes and look at something that happened to you within the last couple of years that caused you maybe heartache, emotional trauma, emotional pain, fear, relationship problems, anything like that. Just look at it now and take a deep breath and look, and it should look like somebody else's movie, like you're completely disconnected from the event, but you can still see what happened. So I'll give you about a half a minute to look at it now, and it's perfectly safe to do so, and I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, so you should be able to look now at this incident, and maybe there might be quite a few, and they should feel very distant to you, just like somebody else's movie. They shouldn't cause you any kind of mental or physical anguish or being upset or angry with the situation. It should be like, oh, well, it happened to me and no big deal. This healing allows you to work in the now. It's a divine healing, instantaneous. What I just got through doing for you is probably about 90% complete. So when you do your whole lifetime, I go from this current day back into your initial womb experience to conception. And so everything is covered in this lifetime. And your whole life is freed up, and it allows you to be in the present moment without these traumas in front of you that you have to recycle over and over again. A lot of people stay in these mental traumas and they keep recycling them over and over again because the body naturally wants to heal. And so they'll stay in your life until you can figure out a way to get rid of them. This is a divine healing. It does it for you automatically. There's no processing on your part. And it takes about 1 hour to do, and you're a new person afterwards. And this is the most important thing I can do for anyone listening here, is to do the emotional clearing, because it puts you more into your body. This clearing also heals your spirit, which normally takes about 50 years on the other side to heal from the emotional densities and traumas, because it actually mimics you and your emotional body. So it heals your spirit, it heals your emotional body, and it heals your physical body of these imprintings also, which is why we don't heal. So I'll just talk about the creation light ship here. The creation light ship comes once every 2,000 years to help the universe go through the ascension process. Every 2,000 years, the complete universe is, in a sense, dematerialized instantly. Remember, it's the vibration being turned off and on anyway. And the light ship comes and will have and allow each particular planet the choice, or solar system the choice, to move forward into a higher frequency or a higher dimension. And at that point, things change instantly, and the negativity that's been collected, this density, maybe the dark side, is now released, and they start over again. And when this happens, everything is freed up, and creation now is able to recreate and these energies are able to recreate under perfect divine order. So this is what Jesus came to do 2,000 years ago to help the people on the planet. And unfortunately, because the people were too dense and they didn't understand the teachings, the planet did not shift. It chose not to shift into a higher consciousness. So we have now stored inside of our physical bodies 4,000 years of density as opposed to 2,000 years. So it's a little harder for us to deal with energies now, and the density is very, very strong. So the thing to do is to get into your body to help yourself heal so you can do the ascension process. The ascension process is being able to take your physical body with you into another dimension after the universal shift. This could be the 2012 shift. It could happen sooner. It's already in place, and these energies are moving. And at some point in time, the whole universe will shift to a higher consciousness if it chooses to. And this planet Earth has already chose to shift, so hopefully you're going to be able to help your body and graduate it from this low density into a higher frequency. Remember, it's your body that needs to shift. Your soul, your spirit is going to shift anyway. And so definitely work with your body to help it out. It's been here basically traumatized for probably 4,000 years here, and it would like to move on to a higher consciousness. This is what I call heaven on earth. The earth will go to another frequency. I see it going to the eighth dimension, if we were to call a dimension here. According to our system, being on the third, it'll go to the eighth. And this is where I see the spiritual blueprints already in place for that. They're nearly completed right now. They're well over 98% done. And the Earth Spirit is making these new blueprints for its new creation. So if you wish to be on the eighth dimensional Earth in a higher form, higher light body form, but with the physical density of your physical body, then this is the time to do that. Your body would love to be able to be relocated to another energy source. It's going to be a graduation for it. Otherwise, the body will not sustain life here because there probably won't be any life. And this is the ascension process. It happens in a blink of an eye. There's no trauma. There's no physical damaging effects to everything here. It won't be like an Armageddon where there's this awful stuff happening. It'll be instantaneous. Just as you are like right now being turned off and on continuously, just like the lights in your room are at a 60 cycle frequency, which means there's two pulses, a plus and a minus. So your lights are being turned off and on at 120 times a second. And to our visual effects, we think the light is always on. So everything is being turned off and on, even though you may not understand it or even believe it. And this is the way the universe will change. And it's just a very simple cleansing process that the Creation Lightship does every 2,000 years to keep track of its spiritual integrity and to bring light in. It only works with light frequencies. It created the light. And this is how it works. So it's keeping track of all of its creations this way. What happens in between the 2,000-year cycle is dependent on the ones that they put in charge of the particular universes, solar systems, planets, and it's up to these beings to help us out. So we're going to do one more healing. I'll do a healing here for your past lives, which I call a sensory healing. And sometimes people have ailments that they can't put their finger on, maybe rashes in their bodies, birth defects, etc., maybe some type of physical problem that really wasn't caused in this lifetime, but they're dealing with it. And a lot of times the sensory clearing will actually help that. So we're going to go back to the year 1500. So I'm just making a little chart right now in front of me here. And it's the same process. The light beam doctors will be doing this and facilitating this for you. Here we go. So this is the year 2000, where we are now. sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. 1900s. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And 1800s. A lot of energy there. Have to yawn, excuse me. Boy, somebody out there has a lot of density there. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. A lot of heart energy here. Again, heart replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. 1700s. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. 1600s. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And 1500s. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Okay. So just take a deep breath and close your eyes again. And just kind of see how your body is responding to this healing. It's instantaneous. You may feel a lot of density being released from you. You should feel a little bit calmer. I'll be back in about a minute. Okay, so if you want to visit my website, you can go to creationlightship.com. That's creationlightship.com. I also have a toll-free number. It's 1-877-384-3257. 877-384-3257. And this program session is mainly about ascension, to get back into your body so that you're going to be able to take your physical body with you to a higher consciousness. It's as simple as that. And this show is also about the divine light beings giving you assistance for physical healings that normally are instantaneous. And if you want to look at that light beam again on your screen before we sign off here, just make sure she's enlarged on your screen here. And she's going to put, as I'm told, some love energy into your room. So it's going to increase her energy now. And again, you may see her change slightly on your monitor. And there she is. Very, very beautiful being. And she's starting to radiate her love energy to you and to whoever else is in the room. And my monitor now, she's becoming almost three-dimensional. Her little photograph is coming alive here. And she's putting her divine essence into this photograph here. And she's from the creation light ship that comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same light ship that Jesus used for his ascension process. Okay. And there she is. She'll be on your monitor if you wish to have her there. Probably what she's telling me for about a half an hour. So if you just want to keep her on your screen, you can. You can request healing. And I thank all of you for being with me tonight on this radio show, and I thank BBS Radio for having me on. It's just a wonderful experience helping people go through their healing process. So I bid you all good night, and see you this coming Wednesday. Thank you.